It is the new political reality. Taxes are going up, but who is affected and how much the taxes go up are questions to be answered. The other elephant in the room is how much entitlement programs could be cut or reformed. Joining us live is John King, CNN's chief national correspondent. John, of course, the consequences, whether or not we go off the fiscal cliff here, are going to be variable. Taxes, either way, though, seem like they're going up. We have too much debt to not have increased revenue.
That's exactly right. Mike and Bruce, good morning to you. And so the question is, and we are now getting hints of some progress in private negotiations between Speaker Boehner and President Obama. The question is, what do they do in the short term? Can they avoid the cliff, the big tax increases and the spending cuts? And then can they keep the goodwill if they cut a deal? And I would capitalize both the I and the F in that if, because we haven't seen anything on paper yet. And we haven't counted any votes yet. Can they keep the goodwill to then do a bigger tax reform and more spending cuts and government restructuring in a second round next year sometime? But there is some hint of progress. But the question is, and I won't believe it till I see it, because the Republicans apparently are willing to give up, at least in the short term, some on those higher rates on the wealthy. But is the line $250,000? Is the line $1 million? We don't know that. They're still negotiating privately. And we also don't know the trophy the Republicans want in return for that. How deep is the president prepared to go to the Democrats and say, we're going to change Medicare, we're going to change Social Security? So there are hints of progress as we get closer to the deadline, but we've been through this dance before. Until you actually see it, and right. If you look at both parties, their interest groups are howling already. So this is still tough.
You take it as a positive sign that the meetings seem to be in private now. The president and John Boehner met in private Sunday. Their aides met in private yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, you know, in our business, we would like them to be out in the open and transparent about it, but let's also be real. They're not going to make progress until they can negotiate more in privately. And so the Speaker and the President have their meeting. Then the Speaker talks to Harry Reid. The parliamentarian types on the staffs are being told be ready to move quickly if we have to. So, yes, I do take it as a positive sign. But, again, given how this is going to divide both parties, if there are serious entitlement cuts and significant tax increases, they've been down this road before, the Speaker and the President, and unable to finish the deal at the very end. Hopefully they've learned the lesson of that, but I think all of us should be a tad skeptical until we actually count the votes.
John, we have a number of polls, including one that WTOP did earlier this week and late last week, and it found, and I think this is pretty much a consistent find here, that between 65 and low 70s of American voters support the idea of a compromise in whatever settlement comes through here. So, The question I have, is there a psychological benefit that could be attained here? For a long time, people have looked at government as something that no longer works. Could they have a different feeling about government if they come up with a deal and avoid going off the cliff?
Well, absolutely. And I think that's the greatest benefit of this, if they do a responsible deal, in that if you have higher consumer confidence, if people across the country feel better, those guys finally got their act together. You know, it's probably going to be too late for the holiday season, maybe not, but, you know, because you see some wobbling in the consumer confidence numbers right now. So consumers feel more confident about the future of the country, more confident that the government finally got its act together. Businesses feel more confident and take those billions they've been sitting on for years now, starting investing them in new factories and new supplies and the like, and they create jobs in doing that. So the psychological is probably a bigger benefit of this than the, you know, if you talk to an economist who can tell you, well, this will happen and that will happen, again, if they can get it done. And I think that is the motivating factor. And those polls showing compromise are one of the reasons. You know, you saw the president on the road again yesterday. He's playing this outside-inside game. He's trying to keep public opinion up, both for the push for compromise and a majority of Americans say they're okay with higher taxes on the wealthy.
Thanks, John. Good to talk to you.
Take care, gentlemen.
CNN's John King.